Morning. Simon Peter, restored, and only now, able to serve as the head of the church and to serve as the first pope. Simon Peter had loved Jesus before. The night before he died, he told of the betrayal. And he told Jesus as well, even if all the others betray you, I never will. That's coming from a place of love, but it's also coming from a place of arrogance and pride and dependence on his own strength. He could never, ever, ever truly lead with that. And so Jesus, in his great love for him, allows him to fall 3 times. 3 times he denies even knowing Jesus. He falls horribly. But Jesus, knowing this, hereafter the resurrection, he restores him. 3 times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Because love is not just some sentiment or words, it's an action. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, follow me, lay your life down for me. Go where you do not desire to go. And now he is able, for the first time, to lead the church out of a place of true humility, knowing of his humanity, and a place of genuine strength, because he's filled now, not with his own frail human love, but he's filled now with the love of God, which has restored him. It's a beautiful thing, and it's an amazing gospel for all the cardinals of the church to be hearing the Sunday right before they go into conclave. And so, I mentioned before, and I ask you again, in these coming days, truly be praying for the cardinals in our church. Pray for them. They need our prayers. These are human beings filled with all sorts of frailty, all sorts of pride and arrogance and all the rest of that, but God's working in them too, and so you have to pray that grace and the Holy Spirit works. And so pray for them. They need our prayers, genuinely. They go into conclave Wednesday. In all likelihood, they'll cast one vote. 99% chance that'll come up black smoke. They just all kind of throw all the names out there and see where people are at. But then, if it's like the last two conclaves, 4 ballots, 5 ballots, by Thursday mid-morning, either 9:30 or a little after 11 in the morning, we'll know if there's another pope. Or it could go on for days. We don't know. Just as no one has a clue who the next pope is going to be. You don't, I don't have a clue. No one on the internet or TV has an absolute clue, but the Holy Spirit is the one who guides the church, and we ask the Holy Spirit to guide the cardinals as well. So keep them in your prayers. They need our prayers right now. This morning as well, it's God Share weekend, and so we're going to hear from our good bishop. He's going to highlight especially the formation of our seminarians and our young priests.